listeners, welcome back to Taverns and Caverns. We met a tiger yeti cornered by some soldiers or wrestlers. We helped him out, and we learned that his name was Taraki, a bit intimidating, angry, and a little bit cocky, but we still liked him, so we worked with him and planned out a strategy. We split up. I didn't like it, but it was what it had to be. Onikami, bless the purest fire like we sneezed out you, while we infiltrate the maelstrom to sneak into Miyazu. Episode 93, Infiltrating Miyazu, Part 2.
So, before I take you to this cove for us to sneak into town, as I mentioned, there are three places. Do you all have a preference on which you go to? There's the garden that's guarded by one individual, much bigger, probably tougher than the others. There's the food supply, guarded by two, typically. And then there's the water supply, which is also guarded by two. Which areas do you want to go to?
Oh boy.
Should we take the water supply?
Sure.
Okay.
He's pretty much going with anything.
He's looking easy at enough. He looks at the two of you. Very good. So you'll take the water supply. And the two of you, he looks at Roroy and Stella. Do you want the garden or do you want the food storage?
You know I want the food.
Very well, that's the plan. Then I'll take the garden. Good. I never did like that guy that guards it anyways. So, once you're all ready, let me know, and we can make our way towards this cove. Again, you're going to have to swim a bit, so I would advise that you prepare yourselves for a bit of a swim. I hope you can hold your breath. For those wearing heavy armor, it might be a little difficult. But I'm sure you can do it if you're purifiers.
I sure hope so. We'll find out, won't we?
We will. Come, we don't have much time. We must strike while we still have the surprise.
And he begins to walk off northwest of the current location that you guys are in. And you guys are ending up walking with Taraki for quite some time. He's trying to take you around Miyazu of the outskirts. He's trying to get towards the coast or the beach of Moritai's Maelstrom. Because remember, Miyazu is right up along against that coast. So he's taking you to the north side of the outskirts of town. And as you guys trek through the forest, you don't come across any yaksha or any dangers like that. You eventually come across a small cove along the coast. And as you enter the cove, it's this small little caverny cove-like area that smells like the ocean. There is much of the water is from Moritai's Maelstrom is in the cove. And you can hear the dripping of water in the distance inside this cove. There aren't any monsters or yaksha or anything like that in there. But he leads you into the cove. And as you walk deeper in, he comes across this small, like, pond inside the cove, and he looks at the four of you.
We're here. This is where we have to swim. There is only one way you can swim once you jump into this pond, so you cannot get lost. Just swim straight for about 30 seconds, and you will come up to another pond that looks just like this. It's an easy path. You won't have to worry about losing yourself. Do any of you have trouble swimming?
Ugh. You know, I have no idea.
I don't know. I got a lot of armor on.
That you do.
You'll see Roy touch his armor, just casting it off.
Taraki looks at Roy. That's a nice trick you have there.
What, taking his clothes off?
His armor, not his clothes. He's not a nudist.
No, but he like casted something for his armor to like automatically come off, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he didn't like physically like, you know, take his armor off like normal. He like used magic.
He's like, that's pretty good trick. There. You just took your armor off. Maybe Yomei should learn that trick.
He looks over.
Then I'm not going to have any of my armor.
He looks over at Yomei.
I suggest you do the same, unless you like swimming in armor.
I don't have any cool tricks, so she just starts taking it off, I guess. You fucking weirdo. You just want to see me get naked.
I am vengeance. I am not a creep.
Hey, Yome, you could put your armor in my bag of holding if you need to.
She does it, but we're not ending up at the same place together, so.
Well, I'll give it back to you when we're on the other side.
Okay. Well, I thought we were split up before that, but.
No, you're all going to the same place still.
Okay. Why can't we just walk back? These guys don't know that they were not cool.
Because I can't walk with you. I'm wanted.
You can go the hard way. What the fuck? Why do we gotta go the hard way?
Well, by
we
all,
just walk back.
By all means, Yome, if you want to walk into the den of the vile openly like that, then you can.
Well, that's where we came from.
Well, I'm just saying, it's not a long, it's not a matter of, it's only a matter of time until they find out.
All right.
As I said, I am vengeance of Nimwa. I am not a creep.
Oh, you're not? Oh, there's only one me of it. All right.
What, you're a creep?
Well, I was told that a few times by the fox here.
He looks at the fox. He looks at Yome.
It's not even just me.
Is he a creep, Yome?
Yeah.
He looks back at Hota.
We're going to save my sister, but you are not allowed 20 within 20 feet of her. Do you understand?
Why not?
He's got a sister complex.
Why not?
Because you're a creep.
How else am I supposed to save her?
By not being a creep.
I'm only a creep to Mizuno Amari. You'll be fine.
Somehow, I do not believe you on that one.
Ah, fair enough. All right, we jumping in.
Yes.
So you're just going to forget about Ashina?
Who is Ashina?
She's violent. Crazy. Yeah, that's pretty much her.
Shimarin.
Sure.
Whatever, I don't care. Let's go. I'll take the lead. For those that are not as good of a swimmer, I suggest you stick in the middle of us.
Can I swim if something happens. If I'm a fox?
Yeah. I mean, you're still a person.
I know, but am I bad at it? I don't know.
No, I mean, you with armor, you'd probably have a disadvantage at swimming with it, but...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so,
what do you roll to be good at swimming?
It would be athletics. Everyone, make me athletics rolls as we all jump into this pond to swim underneath this tunnel filled with water.
Drowned.
Oh, no!
Ooh, athletics.
Put her on someone's back!
Alright, let's, athletics.
You have to get off of his leg to swim. That was the problem.
So, Yome with a 19, Stella with a 4, Roy with a 20, Hota with an 18. So, Toraki, he jumps in first, and he goes underwater, and he begins to hold his breath going underneath the tunnel. It's about 30 seconds, so that's pretty long for people that are not used to swimming underwater for that long. So, I'm going to say, what's the order we're swimming in? Toraki's first. Who's after Toraki?
Well, Stella should be climbing on my back and holding on tight. All right?
I'm on whoever's back.
Hold on tight.
All right, so we'll say Toraki's first, and then Hota and Stella, followed by Yome, and then Roy last.
Yeah.
So because Stella rolled a 4 in her athletics, she has a difficult time for the first half swimming through. Hota, make me another athletics check to see if you are not only able to swim yourself for the first half of the tunnel without fucking up, but also helping Stella, because she is having a hard time with swimming at this point in time.
All right. Here's another athletics.
Oh, no! I'm trying to climb up on his back. I'm pulling his hair. I'm scratching his eyes.
I'm just...
So you guys are within the first 15 seconds out of the 30 seconds. So this is the first half. Toraki, he's still swimming ahead. Yome and Roy are behind Hota and Stella. The two of you can see that Stella begins to struggle breathing while swimming, and Hota is having a really hard time trying to keep her from freaking out and panicking. Do either two of you attempt to help them at this time?
Yeah, how do I help, though?
You can either roll me an athletics check to try and grab Stella and swim away with her, or if you have a spell of some kind, I don't know if you have a spell that lets you breathe underwater or what, but...
No, I ain't got that.
You're going to have to be creative here.
Athletics.
Okay. Yo, mate, you were an 18. Who do you grab? Do you grab Hota or Stella?
Oh, I was grabbing Stella.
Okay, so you're able to grab Stella, and you're able to pull her forward with you for the first half of the tunnel. Hota, because you were struggling with Stella with that four, now that Stella's been taken by Yome, you're able to gather yourself, and you are able to get through the first half.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're at the halfway point. Y'all need to make me some more athletic checks to see if you can get to the second half of this tunnel. 15 more seconds to go.
More athletics.
Am I still on Yome's back? Or
if you decide to be.
I've got a hold of you.
Okay. Yome, you find it not too difficult to hold Stella underwater, but after the first 15 seconds or so, 10 seconds, it gets difficult to swim with her.
Is she squirming? What is her problem?
Yes.
But
it's like trying to hold Scout. She's trying to get out of your arms and shit.
I also can't breathe. I'm sliding.
Hota and Roy with 11 and 12. You got more than a 10, so that's all you needed. You guys are able to swim fairly decently through the second half of the tunnel. And Stella with a 12, you basically let go of Yome because you find out that she's struggling with you on her, and you swim the second half yourself. You're able to get through the second half. Yome, with her leaving you, I'll say you have that 13 instead with her letting go of you. So you all struggled to get through this 30-second tunnel, and when you all get to the end of it, you're gasping, especially Stella is gasping for air. And Toraki at this point is above inside the other cove waiting for you guys. He's looking down at you as you all four pop your heads out of the water. He sees Stella gasping for air.
Are you all right? Struggle there.
Oh, the final right. Stella, you good?
Something tells Stella? Me that you guys aren't really used to swimming underwater, are you?
She almost drowned all of us.
Yeah, listen, I'm used to being on a boat, swimming like some fucking pilgrim.
I'm a land person myself.
I mean, so am I, but you have to do what you have to do. You must train your bodies to be solid like
me. You're like five times my size. I don't want you to preach into me.
Size has nothing to do with your inner soul, your ki, the body's energy. It does not care about your size. It is the fight in the dog. The size does not matter.
All right, let's pick ourselves up.
All right, we're now in the walls of Miyazu, on the outskirts, along the beach. The cove that we're in is hidden by a bunch of foliage and trees. They won't know we're coming.
Is this how you got in every time?
Yes.
Damn.
Man, he had practice.
Listen, again, as I've mentioned, do not trust any of the villagers, no matter how innocent they may be. They will warn the guards. There's something going on with their minds. They can't be trusted. But don't hurt them if you can help it. They are my neighbors. The food storage is to the east of this cove, probably a good 10 minutes from here. Again, we're on the outskirts. They don't really search this area very often, so you should be fine.
So, have you ever wanted to start your own podcast and just had no clue on where to begin? Fear not, for we at Taverns and Caverns are here to help you. Before we began the Taverns and Caverns podcast, we originally had a few members who wanted to learn the game of Dungeons & Dragons. With three of the four players being new to the game, we decided to make a podcast of it just for fun, and to possibly encourage others to try the game for themselves. Starting a podcast can seem daunting, but we're here to tell you that it can be simple with an all-in-one tool. It's now super easy to record a podcast with Zencastr. Log in using your browser and start recording a high-quality podcast right away. Record studio-quality sound and up to 4K video with your guests. Feel a sense of Zen knowing Zencastr's multi-layered backups ensure you always have your recordings in the highest quality, even if the connection is unstable. If you have thought about podcasting before and realized that you need a lot of different tools and services, those days are now over, my friend. With Zencastr's all-in-one podcasting platform, you can create your podcast all in one place and distribute to Spotify, Apple, and other major destinations. Go to zencastr.com/pricing and use my code TAVERNSCAVERNS, and you'll get 30% off your first month of any Zencastr paid plan. I want you to have the same easy experience as I do for all my podcasting and content needs. It's time to share your story. And with that, let us continue our campaign.
The water supply is very close to the food storage, probably about 10-minute walk from the food storage, south of it. You all can travel together until you get towards the locations, and then I advise you split up. I'll go towards the gardens. Once you all find whatever is in these areas, we meet back here in this cove before we search the shrine. Is that a good plan?
Fair enough. Sounds good to me.
If anything goes wrong, no matter what, do not lead them back to the cove, or you risk all of us getting caught. Do you understand?
I understand.
Good. You're pure.
You understand, Roy?
here's your armor back, young man. Oh, thank you.
Listen here, Roy. Your friends here keep having to reassure that everything's okay in your head. Are you really up to the task?
Sure I am.
I am not looking for a sure. I am looking for absolutes. Yes or no.
Yeah, I'm absolutely positive.
You're so hesitant when you speak. What is your problem?
What's it gonna be, Tom?
Damn it.
I'm sorry, just a little anxious, that's all.
There's no need to apologize to a disciple of Nimwa. Anxious, I can see that. You are very, very anxious. I can see the sweat coming down your forehead.
It's just water.
Is
no,
it
no.
He looks at Stella, and then he looks back at Roy, and then he looks back at Stella.
Are you sure this is the one you want to partner with?
What you got against me?
I've got nothing against you. I'm just saying, we are entering enemy territory. There is 5 of us against hundreds. If anything goes wrong, things can turn bad quickly.
Yeah, I'm not new here.
And she storms off.
Fucking rocky fucking bitch.
Don't worry about her, she's fine.
Then she yells, "Roy, are you going down?"
I'm coming.
That one is very timid. He looks at Yome and Hota. He needs some confidence. Do you guys not help him with his confidence? You're his friends, aren't you?
Well, I tried to go into a brothel, but, you know.
What is you with brothels?
What is you?
Well, you don't go to them?
Of course not. Why would I go to a brothel? I am a disciple of Nimwa.
What's that mean?
I train my
body.
He's
not interested.
And day out. I am a man of decency.
He flinched as if struck. He's never heard such words before.
You do what you do. As long as you get this job done, I don't care.
I want to be called Liquid.
What?
I want to be called Liquid. I want to call you Solid. Is that fine?
What is...
He wants to have secret names.
You're Solid. Solid Taraki. I'll be Liquid Hota.
Solid Taraki.
Why are we giving each other these added names to our names?
Excellent. You like it. Good. All right, let's get a whole move on. I want to get there nice and early.
He looks at Yome.
Only at me.
Yeah, I'll see you later, Solid.
You hang out with an interesting group of individuals, Shrine Maiden.
Hanging out is a strong way to say that.
Aren't they your friends?
They're my purifiers.
I see. Well, I don't know how purifiers gather and group, but I would assume you have some choice in who's in your party, but possibly not. Whatever.
Not really.
Mm. Well, that sounds difficult, does it not? Anyways, let's get going.
And so he begins to walk out the cove as well. So you all basically have a general idea of where each location is. And as you all go towards your designated locations, you do know once you gather the evidence of what's going on, you're to meet back at the cove. So we have Roroy and Stella heading towards the food storage, and Yome and Hota heading towards the water supply, with Toraki going towards the garden. So I have some individual maps for each location that I want you guys to place your characters on. So give me a really quick minute while I reveal these maps to you guys.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. So to the very top of Roll 20, in the middle, you should see a little water pond-like map with a little arch at the bottom. Go ahead and place Yome and Hota at the bottom of that arch. And then for those going to the food storage, to the right of that, well, not exactly to the right, but at the very edge on the right side of Roll 20, you'll see there is a little room, a food storage room with two guys in it. Place your characters at the door at the very bottom for Stella and Roroy.
It's above us?
It's to the right. Oh, yeah, it's above your current map, yes.
Gotcha.
It's like a little wooden room with a bunch of shelves. Yeah. Cool.
At the bottom there?
Yep. That's okay. It. You got it.
About to be in here eating good, bitch.
All right. So how we're going to do this, so I know we're splitting up, so what we're going to do is we'll do the role-playing separately, but there are guards, which you're most likely going to have to subdue in some way. How you do it is up to you. So if there is any combat or anything like that on either end, we'll just do combat like all at once. But obviously, you guys will be in separate areas. So does everyone have your characters where they need to be? Let me see.
Oh, I'm in the wrong little wood room. There's more than one.
Yeah, it's all the way to the right. Top right-ish, kind of. Where Roy currently is.
Oh, yeah, it's way more food in here.
She said, I'm about to eat good. Oh, wait, I'm about to eat like a king now.
Hell yeah.
Rations okay. So as you guys walk about 10 minutes towards the town Miyazu, you know, you're keeping quiet on the outskirts. And as Toraki mentioned, the clerics and acolytes, they don't really guard the outskirts of Miyazu all that much. They're more worried about inside the main portions of town. Like, you're inside the town walls, but you're still far enough away where the guards don't care much about. But as you all split up, you find yourselves going to the two designated areas that you agreed upon. And we're going to start with Hota and Yome first for some role-playing, and then we'll do Stella and Roroy. And like I said, if we get into any combat, we'll just do combat like normal. Everyone will roll. It's just you guys are in separate areas. So we are now with Yome and Hota. Hota and Yome, you guys find yourselves walking towards the area known as the main water supply of Miyazu. And you guys find that there's not very many people nearby because obviously people are, you know, barred from really inspecting the area going in. There is a large wooden archway above the entrance to the water supply, and the water supply is surrounded by wooden fence that goes all around the area. You're able to walk through the entrance, but there are two guards that are in this area with you as well as you're entering. I'll have you do some perception checks to see if you see what they're doing or what they're up to. But no one gets in your way as you get to the entrance. You're able to just walk in. It's just, you know, when people do walk in, the guards inside will make them leave. But Yoma, you roll a 23 on your perception as you get to the entrance. You're peeking in. Hota and 11. Hota, you see two individuals to the north of the current location. You're standing past the water supply pond, but you don't really see what they're doing. You don't know what they're doing with an 11. They're too far out.
Mm-hmm.
Yoma with a 23, though, you do see past the pond. There's exactly two guards. One is kneeling down at the water supply, and it looks like he is pouring, has a bucket, and he's lifting water out of the water supply. And it looks like what they're doing is they're filling barrels of this water behind them. To the top right of the map, there is a tent with several closed barrels underneath it that Yome can see. Hota, you don't see this. And there are a couple of barrels filled with water from the water source that are opened. That's where they're dumping these buckets of water into. But the guard standing next to those barrels, the opened ones, Yome with a 23, you can see a lot. You can see that he has like something in his hand and he's pouring it into the barrels of water. You just don't know what it is. You just know he's pouring something into those barrels of water. They don't know you're there yet. So you still have the, technically, you're still hidden. What are the two of you doing?
Well, I let Hota know what I see.
Oh, they're doing it those barrels. Well, I'm going to go ahead and sneak a little closer.
Oh, so boy.
So you try and sneak. So make me that stealth. Where exactly are you sneaking to with a 13?
Let's see this map here. Well, the 10 is on that side. So I guess to this bush or this tree.
That's a tree.
Let's see how far that is real quick. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we made it. Yeah, we're good. Just going to go ahead and scamper over.
So you make it to one of the trees to your right, and you're able to successfully sneak to the tree, hiding behind the main trunk of it. They don't spot you. Their passive perception is not high enough to spot you.
Yay.
Oh, boy.
What else are you doing? Or Yome? Yome, you see him stealth up. What are you doing? Are you stay where you're at?
I'm going to try to stealth.
Okay. It's the same area as Hota or the opposite end? There are trees all over.
Yeah, I figured we were sticking together. But I guess if I go to a different place, if I fuck up, then he's still hidden.
Yeah.
I'll go the long way. Ooh, I rolled good though. Ooh.
You did.
Nice.
17. You're able to move up towards the opposite end of the map behind another tree.
Yep.
So as
we're going to circle him.
As the two of you hide behind these trees, these guards, they're still working. You see one at the lake, one at the pond, he's still picking up water with buckets and pouring it into these barrels while the other is mixing stuff and pouring stuff into the barrels. They still are not aware of your presence. Now, with the two of you being closer, what do you do?
Well, I know I'm not going to be able to hear or see much more, but Hota maybe. I don't know.
I'm going to roll another perception.
Okay.
Nothing. Another, I ain't close enough.
Another 11. Yeah, you see what they're doing, but you just don't know what the guy near the barrels is doing. His back is to you. You just can't see what he's doing.
Yeah, that's the guy I'm worried about, man. He might be peeing into it. I don't know what he's doing.
But you're still hidden. And, you know, you are pretty far away from them, so you can't really hear them say much. I mean, they're not really talking, but if they did say stuff, you wouldn't hear too well.
He's going to sneak a little closer.
Or make me another stealth.
Roll fire!
That's high enough for them.
You see him creeping like Peter Griffin.
All right, so you go up to the next tree, which is right next to almost the two of them. As you get closer, you are now seeing this tent. Well, it's not really a tent, more of a canopy, a stall, really, with a shitload of closed barrels underneath it. But make me another perception with you being right there. Or investigation, one of the two.
Oh, thank God. Investigation, yeah. No!
I'm weak.
No! That was the good one. You're close enough,
but you don't know what's going on.
He rolled a one, but he has a seven total. You can see, as you go to look around the trunk of this tree, every time you turn to try and get a better angle, the guy at the barrels, he keeps turning his back. So his back's always to you. So you just can't see what the fuck he's doing. Yo, man, you see Hota? He's like moving his head left and right, trying to fucking see what's going on. He does not know what's going on. Are you doing anything?
I'm gonna try to stealth again. Oh,
No! So,
I was gonna try to make it to the smaller tree, so now what do I do?
So, as you step out, do move one step. As you step out, you accidentally step on one of the fallen branches of that tree. And with how heavy you are due to your armor, it snaps the branch almost immediately. And as it does so, it makes a sound. And the one that's next to the pond, picking up the water with the bucket, he looks up over at you and he sees you standing there. And he quickly drops the bucket as he's staring at you. He points at you.
You! What are you doing here? You know this area is off limits.
He begins to walk towards you. The other guy hears, and he turns his shoulder around, and he's looking as well at you. What are you doing? They don't know Hota's there, but they know you're there.
Hota's rubbing his hands like, yeah, chase her out.
I just yell that I'm new in town, and I didn't know it was off limits.
All right, so he's going to walk up towards you then, unless you do something, but he's coming. He has a stern walk to him as if, you know, he was a dad walking downstairs because the kids woke him up in the middle of the night. He's coming.
That's a picture.
Don't wake daddy.
Don't wake daddy. But he comes stomping towards you. He grabs you by the shirt or your armor.
Bitch.
And he just looks at you. New around town, you should know you shouldn't be here. Leave now before I get upset, before God himself strikes down upon you.
Oh, we wouldn't want to upset God. I'm sorry.
Now get going before I change my mind and smite you myself, Yeki.
Damn.
I'm going to be racist about it. I turn around and walk. I start walking away. I slowly start walking
away. He's following you. He's making sure you leave him.
He's doing the hitman?
Yes. Well, he's right behind you.
He's walking behind me like his Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, he's unsheathed his mace. He's following you.
Go on, get.
Hoda, you see anything while I'm fucking getting distracted? Goddamn.
Oh, he's watching.
Watching me? You're not supposed to be watching me. You're supposed to be looking at the
Watching you, man.
What am I gonna do?
So
I'll walk a little bit.
All right. So he's walking Yome out towards the gate.
So quick?
He's got his mace out. He's following. He's on your tracks, man. He's that angry dad at midnight. You woke up. He got work at 6 a.m. Hota, you see Yome is being let out. Do you do anything? Or are you just going to, because if you don't do anything, he's just going to walk her out.
And you'll he's going to take another, he's going to investigate some more.
Okay. Make me investigate.
Can you roll fire this time?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to roll fire this time. Don't you worry.
18. You looking back at the other guard? And
yep, now that he's turned and I got a better look, better view.
So now that he's turned his body, he still doesn't spot you, but you can see the barrels that are open, that's where they're dumping the water, the buckets of water. And you can see that the guy there has these vials attached to him. And they're filled with this green liquid. And what he's pouring into these barrels of water is these vials of liquid. And he shrugs his shoulders and he goes back to pouring this liquid. and you're not sure what the liquid is. You just know that there's something fishy about it. Your assumption is you do know this is the main water supply. You're thinking that these barrels are what they take to the taverns and whatnot, into the or to the well, possibly in town. You're just not sure, but he's dumping something into this water. It don't seem right.
Well, I got the information I needed. I'm gonna sneak out.
Okay, so Yome, while he's doing that, go to the entrance, and the guard, he begins to walk you out. He puts his hand on your back, and he just pushes you through the entryway.
Don't come back, or you'll be punished. You hear me?
I got it.
Good.
Yeah, he's handsy, too.
All right, Hota. No. What are you doing? You make me another stealth, trying to sneak with him there.
Oh, that's right. I can't use the fortune in the main. There's no one near me. There's no Manny near me.
No! So, Hota, as you go to sneak back, you...
I'm going
to
take a bonus action. I'm going to go into the hide. I step on some branch. It breaks. I'm going in the hide.
All right. You step onto that branch. It quickly catches the attention of the guy at the barrels. He looks over your way. As you go to hide... So, how are you hiding? How are you trying to hide from him?
Jump up the tree. Oh, no, man.
Make me an athletic check.
Jump up the tree.
Athletics again, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So, you quickly climb up the tree to hide. I'm going to make a roll to see if he spots you. I rolled a 2. He sees the broken branch on the ground. He goes, huh? What was that? He comes around. He sees the broken branch on the ground. He's looking around. He looks up, but you are hidden enough that he doesn't spot you in the tree, and looks back down. Huh. Just a branch. And he doesn't know you're there, but he's looking around. As the other guy turns around, he yells out, what are you doing? Get back to work. The Lord will look down upon your lacking. I'm getting back to work. I just heard something, damn it. And he turns around. He goes back to the barrels.
I catch my bead of sweat as it rolls off my brow.
And he's going to walk back towards the other direction, towards you, the other guard.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to go back around. Yo, mate, you're at the entrance. You could still see into the area, but... They know you're there, so you sneaking back in is going to be a no-no. He keeps his eye on you from time to time. Hota. You have another attempt to try and get away.
Yep.
He's doing a dance around the front of the fucking area. Like, do I go back in? What do I do? All
right, we're gonna attempt this stealth again, this time fire.
Please, God.
So, you jump down.
Yep.
They don't hear you.
Dark Souls roll.
They don't hear you, and they don't see you.
Yeah, we're just gonna...
All right. So with that, you need to make me another stealth.
Yep.
Oh! So
I become the nature around me.
You become Liquid Snake.
Yep.
So you and quickly rush to the other tree without catching their attention. You have one more stealth you have to do for you before you can get back to Yome at the entrance of the area.
One more stealth. There we go.
All right.
What? She's actually close enough. I can add a +1 to that.
A +1?
Yep.
Good, because you needed it, or they would have heard you.
My fortune in the main, she's within 30 feet.
All right. Well, good thing you did that, because they would have saw you.
Just in case no one believes me.
So with that, you're able to get back to the entrance, and... You're now back with Yome. Do you say anything or do anything? Or is that all you wanted to inspect?
Oh, well, what are you and the God talk about?
He told me that God would not look kindly upon me. Did you learn anything?
Oh, absolutely. They're pouring some kind of vial of green liquid into the barrels. I believe that's what they're serving to the customers at the taverns. Hell, the old town's probably drank from it.
That's what Stella and Roy had.
I don't think they drank that.
You know, they drank They drank something. They had water in it.
I thought they poured it out. Maybe I'm lying. I don't know.
Oh no, you drank it.
I drank some alcohol. It was different.
You drank it and Stella drank it. I'm wrong. Roy didn't drink it. You're an idiot.
I could have told you that.
There's something in the water, and there's something in the alcohol.
Hey, don't make fun of the alcohol now.
What are we doing? Are we going to take these dudes out? If we take them out, they'll know.
I mean, we got the information needed.
Okay.
We weren't supposed to take them out, were we?
I mean, they probably won't buy us any more time if we take them out, so.
All right.
Let's go get Stella. Let's tell him. Roy is a lost cause. Let's go tell Stella.
All right, let's go.
All right, so the two of you head back towards the cove, which was the designated area to meet back with everyone. You have accomplished your mission. Congrats. I didn't think you guys would do that. So,
me neither.
What is that supposed to mean? I'm
just saying it was like three pathways, and I didn't think we were going to be on any of them.
Zooming to Stella and Roy. Stella and Roy, you guys make your way towards the food storage. The food storage is sectioned off away from the main part of town, just like the water supply. Around the food storage is a fence, just like the water supply, but there's no arch. As you come across this medium-sized wooden building, looks like just a medium-sized shack that is used to store rations, food supplies, and whatnot, tools for the town in case of emergencies. The door is wide open. But as you guys get closer to that door, you can make me some perception checks to see what you see and hear from within.
Mm-hmm.
Critical, max, 25 total for Stella. Very nice. Stella, as you get close to the door, and Roy with a 17, both of you can see and hear this. You both creep up towards the door. And as you peek in, you can see inside the storage, there are 6 total pillars holding up the ceiling. And it hides one of the guards that's behind the pillar in the left corner, or the north left corner of the map. But you do see there's a stockpile of supplies, mostly food, inside the storage. There's some barrels with liquid in it, possibly water or alcohol. You're not sure. But you guys see the two guards. They are fumbling around, moving some of the rations and the food about, stocking things. And Stella, you definitely see the guard on the right that's closer to the both of you. He's moving some food around. And with a natural 20, I mean, as you're peeking in, you can see that he is pouring some liquid into some of the rations and the food. And in the vials that he's pouring, it looks like it's a greenish tint to the liquid. They don't know you're there just yet. But what are you guys doing?
She whispers to... So does Roy pretty much do the same thing? He rolled pretty well.
Yeah.
Stella whispers,
"What's that? It looks like they're doing something to the food. It don't look like seasoning."
Yeah, I don't know. I'd like to try to get a sample of that, see what it is.
You and your samples. All right. Do you want to tell the others? Or do you want to get rid of these fucks before they ruin the rest of the snacks?
I mean, I don't know. So I definitely want to get a sample of that.
Well, we got to take them out then. Kind of upset. I don't trust any of this food now. Hungry. All right. I could get the one on the left if you can get the one on the right.
Okay.
I know you're not a fighter. If you have choices, you don't have to do this.
At this point, I don't think we have much of a choice.
That's a good idea. Let's.
So
she starts creeping in.
Okay, so if you both are going to attack them, make me initiative rolls.
Alrighty.
Oh, all God.
Right. Stella with a 10. I'm going to roll for the guards. They rolled a total of...
Oh, shit. A 6.
Well, you're lucky because they only got a 4. So it goes Stella, 10, with a Roy after, and then the guards. Stella, you are first. What are you doing as you are entering the storage building? You see they're doing stuff to the food. They're tampering with it. You don't trust it. But Roy wants that sample.
Yes, he does. I'm going to go hide about here, like behind this pillar.
Okay. So if you're
the one to the right can't see me either.
All right. Make me a stealth then if you want to try and hide there. Oh, a 23. Roy, you see Stella, she crouches down and she solid snakes that shit. She is rolling and sneaking, and you run up to the middle left pillar. You're behind it. Neither one of them know you're there, Stella.
Sweet.
You can still attack if you want, because that was just your movement. Or you can wait. Up to you.
Yeah, I'm going to wait so I can get a little closer.
Okay. Well, anything else, or is it Roy's turn now?
Yeah, I'll let Roy see how far he can get.
All right, Roy, what are you doing? You see Stella, she sneaks up.
All right, he's going to try to sneak too. He's doesn't have his armor on. He still has his armor off.
Okay. There you go. Moment of truth.
Oh, yeah. Oh man.
What'd you... you farted?
Roy!
I'm going to step over here.
Oh no! Okay, you rolled a 4. Even without your armor. So as you step to the side, the guard to directly in front of you, he just looks over his shoulder to the right. He spots you immediately. He looks at you, Roy. What? What are you doing here? And he's gonna start walking towards you unless you do anything. You're not supposed to be in here, boy.
I'm lost. Could you help me find my way?
I'm going to help you find your way to God. That's what I'm going to do. Get over right here.
Damn.
As he's walking, I'm going to shoot my hand crossbow at him.
Okay.
Since so I held my action before he gets to Roy.
Okay. Well, before he walks, though, Roy, you can do something still if you want. Yeah. Because it's not his turn yet. So.
Because
you just moved. That's all you did. But you can tell as soon as your turn ends, he's gonna walk towards you. That's when Stella can do something.
No, that would be too loud. I think if I cast Shatter, I couldn't remember if that was
That's loud.
Yeah.
Well, the other guard at this point, he looks over his shoulder. What's going on? There's a boy in here that wishes to see God, and I'm going to take him directly to him. So, I mean, they both know you're there, Roy. They don't know Stella's there yet, though.
He'll just stay there where he's at.
Okay. He walks up to you. Stella, you can use your ready action to attack at this time. So I'm going to say you have a surprise on him because you have an advantage. So you rolled a 14 to hit him. So the 14 does hit, and you deal 8 points of piercing damage. As you go to shoot at him with your crossbow, you see your bolt strike his arm, and he just goes, "Ah! By the God, what the hell?" He looks over to his right, and as he does so, at this point, he knows you're there still. He looks at you, and he yells out, "Intruders! Stop the intruders!" And he's going to swing. He unsheathes his mace. He swings it at you, Roy.
Oh, fuck.
Taste the Lord's hand. He rolled a 19. Does that hit?
Yeah, that's going to hit right now.
Oh, that's going to hurt. He's going to deal you 9 points of bludgeoning damage. He just slams his mace across you. And the other guard comes around. What's going on? He comes around. He's looking at Roy. So Stella, he walks next to the pillar that you're behind. He does not know you're there still. The other one does, but he's spots Roy. He begins to cast a spell. By the gods. By Azaltul, give me strength. Guiding Bolt. Casting Guiding Bolt on you, Roy. So I'm going to make a ranged spell attack. I rolled a 16. Does that hit you?
Yes.
Oh! Oh! All right. So I'll roll the damage here. You're taking radiant damage. 14 points of damage.
Radiant. So the first one was 19?
The first one was, no, not 19 damage.
Oh.
The first one was 9 points of damage.
Okay.
Stella, you see Roy is getting pummeled almost immediately. The guard next to you behind the pillar does not know you're there, but you do know he's there, Stella, because you saw him cast Guiding Bolt from behind the pillar. It is now your turn. What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm going to cast Cloud of Daggers at third level. Ooh.
Okay. Where are you casting that?
On the guy that just cast that
guiding
spell.
Okay, so Guiding Bolt. So I'll draw a little square for you. So he has to make me a save, right? Or is it just an attack?
Nope.
Or no, it's auto damage.
Yep. If you start his turn though.
Okay. So you are dealing 7 points of slashing damage to him.
Mm-hmm.
All right. He just sees daggers begin to appear. Ah! 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 For 7 points of slashing. Anything else?
I'm going to move back behind this pillar here.
Okay.
Does that take... I mean, I know the one guy knows I'm there, but he doesn't know exactly where I am yet.
No, he won't get an attack of opportunity on you because he did not know you were there, so...
Yeah, okay. Roy, you got this.
All right, Roy, your turn.
All right. Make sure this is a bonus action or...
We all knew Roy was going to fail his sneak.
Did not expect to be the group fighting, but he wanted that sample.
He's going to fail on the first step.
He's going to get it. He farted, I'm telling you. He wasn't even loud. He stunk.
Trying to see if... I thought I could... hold on. See if I can... Because I was going to try to cast all my armor. Is that... I didn't know if that was a bonus action or an action.
You can doff or don the armor as an action. Standard action.
That's what I'm going to do. Just use an action to cast my armor.
Okay.
And then I'll use a bonus action for my defensive field.
What's that do?
Defensive field as a bonus action. I can gain temporary hit points equal to my level.
Okay. Go ahead and roll equal to your level. So you get 5 temporary hit points.
Yeah.
So you put that in the blue bar under you or wherever. Do you move anywhere or do you stay there?
Just stay in there, but like I said, just cast my armor now.
Okay. The guy in front of you, he's going to swing at you again.
No, you don't, vile demon.
I rolled a 14. Does that hit?
No, not now.
All right. You're able to avoid that attack. The guy in the cloud of daggers, he starts his turn in it, so he'll take auto damage. Go ahead and roll the damage, bruh.
Increases by 2d4 for each slot above second. I rolled it at third level, so it's 3d4. Plus
9 more points of slashing damage. Oh my god.
Get me out of here!
And he rushes out of your cloud of daggers. He still didn't see you, Stella, so he just rushes straight to Roy. And as he does so, he swings his mace as well.
How dare you cast daggers upon me, demon!
That is a 17. Will that hit Roy?
No, I'll block it with my shield.
Okay. Hell yeah. So they both miss. Stella, it's your turn.
All right, Stella's singing enough of the jump game, and she's going to run up behind the guy that just charged Roy, and she's going to stab him in the back with a rapier for 6 piercing damage.
Damn, you stab him, and he drops to one knee. He's not dead, but he's hurt. He looks surprised. He looks over at you, Stella. He's confused. He didn't know you were there.
What? The demon has an accomplice.
You're a demon poisoning the snacks.
And then she kicks, puts her foot on his back and pulls her blade out.
Ah, poisoning. We're giving the people divine holy water.
Yeah, well, it didn't look like water. It was green.
Anything else, Bella?
Nope.
All right, Roy.
The guy right in front of me, straight up, just going to take his gauntlets and grab them and use shocking grasp.
Okay. Get him, Roy. Get him.
No.
11's too low.
No.
No.
Oh, man.
He dodges your grab. Vile fiend. God is on my side.
Vile fiend.
Bro, they tried to... They said holy water. And the first thing they tried to do to you was kill you.
Right.
They ain't trying to walk you out like they did Yome.
Nope.
Sus.
Anything else, Roy?
It's nothing I can do. I can't do just after a top, so...
The guy that you just stabbed, so he turns around and looks at you.
You damned creature. I will smite you in the name of God.
I'd like to see you try.
I roll 17. Will that hit?
Yeah.
You will take 8 points of bludgeoning damage. The other guy facing Roy, he swings his mace again. That is a 15. Will that hit?
No, that will not.
All right. Stella, your turn.
She's grabbing where he hit her, and she's just about to straight up have a sword fight with this dude.
Damn!
Hit him with another rapier slash for 7 piercing.
You did just or one more than you needed. How do you take him out? Do you kill him or you knock him out?
She slices him across the abdomen, and he just kind of drops in front of her.
He drops to the ground.
Dead or alive.
Give me, my lord. His hand is up in the air. It drops to the ground. He's gone. The other one looks over at Stella. How dare you! Defiling the sacred lands of God! Smite the two demons from this shack. My name isn't Fizzleberry.
Sir, what?
Who was that again?
Right.
Fizzleberry.
Roy, off this clown.
Rhoda was like, what? Even though he's not there.
Fizzleberry.
All right, Roy, your turn.
Going with the gauntlets.
Oh, that's a crit.
Crit is bitch ass.
That's a crit.
That's a Fizzleberry for your wedding.
You fizzled his berries.
Yep.
So you smack him as hard as you can with your first punch for a crit of 16 points of damage. He is fucking hurt, bro. So he's still up, but you have a second attack.
Yeah. Ooh.
That will hit as well for 12. How do you knock him out, or do you kill him?
You know what? I'm killing
him. Damn!
Savage.
As Rory beats this man to death, Stella is just sitting there shocked.
He is being beat to death like he was, like Rory was fucking Wrestler Pain, beating the shit out of this guy. His teeth are flying. Eventually, he goes unconscious and blood's
off
coming
your
out.
Land. This is our land, you son of a bitch.
Stella.
What is me as you've done to you?
That guy drops to the ground, his face fractured. He's done. Those gauntlets fucked him up. You just mounted his ass.
Well, on to more important things.
And she starts looking around for any food that hasn't been poisoned.
Make
an
me,
investigation
yep,
of
I'll
20.
Say, make me an investigation.
Oh my god.
Roy rolled an 8, a natural 1, but an 8 total.
Roy's just covered in blood.
Yeah,
Roy
is breathing heavily. He's still in bloodlust. He's having a hard time concentrating. I mean, he just got hit with a guiding bolt and smacked by a mace twice. So he's hurt. But Stella, you're looking around with an investigation 20. The food that they were tampering with, you can spot little drops of the green liquid that they were dropping on some of the food. It takes a while before that green liquid goes away, But you can see most of the food in the upper half of the left map side of the map and the right have been tampered. The food on the bottom right and the bottom left have not been touched yet.
Okay.
But you can see they have dripped this weird green liquid all over.
Is there any left? Do they have like a vial?
They have vials on them, yes.
Yeah, I'm going to take one and hand it to Roy.
Roy, you see this vial of green liquid. It doesn't look dangerous, like it's acid or anything by any means, but if you want to try and see if you might know what it is, you can make...
Like, can I try an arcana attack?
Arcana or medicine check, one of the two.
Do arcana.
10 arcana, you don't sense any magic from it at all.
Okay.
But you do have a sample now.
Yeah.
Stella goes and gets the other one from the other guy's body, and she picks it up.
Evidence. Five on your medicine, you're looking at it. You're trying to see if it's a type of potion you might have come across before, especially because...
I wrote good on my arcana.
You got natural, magic. You got a natural 20 on your arcana, but there's no magic tied to these. You don't sense any magic at all. But as you're looking at the liquid, Stella, you're just, with the medicine of five, you have no idea what it is or what it's doing.
Hmm. I'll keep it as proof.
All right.
Let me know if you need me.
And she goes over the counter and starts grabbing snacks of choice. She opens up a paper sack and starts stuffing stuff in it.
Bring your bag of holding over here, too. I know you can hold some shit. Get this watermelon.
Okay. I'm going to go clean this mess up first. That way we don't show that we were here, maybe.
The dead bodies are here.
I mean.
Or do you want to hide them?
Yeah, we're going to hide them.
And before we continue, we interrupt this campaign with breaking information just for you adventurers. I love smoothies, but I don't love smoothie bar prices. With my BlendJet 2 portable blender, I can make smoothie bar quality beverages for a fraction of the price. BlendJet 2 is portable, so you can blend up a smoothie at work, a protein shake at the gym, or even a margarita on the beach. It's small enough to fit in a cup holder, but powerful enough to blast through tough ingredients like ice and frozen fruit with ease. BlendJet 2 is whisper quiet, so you can make your morning smoothie without waking up the whole house. It lasts for 15 plus blends and recharges quickly via USB-C. Best of all, BlendJet 2 cleans itself. Just blend water with a drop of soap and you are good to go. And with over 30 colors and patterns to choose from, there's a BlendJet 2 to complement just about any style. Just like Rogar, I rock the champagne metallic because I'm a certified badass. Well, maybe not as much as Rogar, but y'all get the point. What are you waiting for? Go to BlendJet.com and grab yours today. And be sure to use promo code TavernsCaverns12 to get 12% off your order and free 2-day shipping. No other portable blender on the market comes close to the quality, power, and innovation of the BlendJet 2. They guarantee you'll love it or your money back. Blend anytime, anywhere with the BlendJet 2 portable blender. Go to BlendJet.com and use the code TavernsCaverns12 to get 12% off your order and free 2-day shipping. Shop today and get the best deal ever. And with that being said, let us now continue with our adventure.
All right, she's still stuffing stuff in her pockets. Where do you think I'm gonna hide them?
You can empty out one of those barrels. We can stuff them in there.
Damn, we're always dark as fuck, bro.
Right. Jeez.
I mean, their feet are gonna be sticking out unless we break their bones. You okay with that?
How about we just act like they're asleep and just lay them in the corner somewhere?
Jordan saying you.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I'll roll a strength to see if I can move their big asses.
I mean, I can move them. I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I'll check the barrels. What's in these barrels? Anything?
So as you go to open the barrels, you see the barrels, for the most part, just have grain in them. So you can dump the barrels.
Okay, so Stella knocks it over and starts emptying one.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to know something's afoot and there's rice all over the ground, but it's fine. Bring them over here.
All right,
You carry the
guard. That's what Roy will do.
All right. So you stuff the guard into the barrel. All right. What do you do now?
I guess clean up the try. At least Roy will try to clean up the mess. Yeah, as far as the blood.
Yeah, the guy I killed wasn't nearly as violent. Let's just roll him on his stomach. Over here by the food he poisoned. She like flips him over onto his stomach.
He's just laying there.
Yeah, we did a really poor job. We should leave.
Okay.
You seem very traumatized. It's okay. If it makes you feel any better, I'll be there to witness you kill lots more people. And I won't tell the police. Now let's go.
Oh,
goddamn.
Roy just puts his head down and just shuffles his feet out the door.
So the two of you leave the food storage with your evidence intact. You both make your way back to the cove. You're able to sneak back without being noticed. And as you guys return to the cove, you both see Yome and Hota at the cove waiting for you guys. You both get there around the same time. You're only about a few minutes off. And the four of you are now in the cove. Toraki is nowhere to be seen just yet. But you do know he has to deal with a much tougher individual. But as the four of you are now back at the cove, you can discuss the findings of what you both have found. What do you guys do?
Hey, you're back. What the hell's wrong with him? Why does he look so down?
He murdered a man.
Oh, did he?
Well, yeah. Anyway. You'd be proud. Look at what we found. She pulls the vial out and holds it up. They were putting it in the food, but I got some food that's good. Some fruit, some bread.
You sure that's good?
Yeah, I checked it real close.
Oh, okay. Wait, that vial.
Yeah. You work with that stuff. You think you know what it is, or Yome?
Is it the same thing you saw?
Yeah, it was in that. They were pulling that into the water barrels, I'm afraid.
Did you guys get a sample too?
No.
You just left.
Oh.
Roy's okay. Bleeding and shit. Everyone else.
See, I told you, Roy. You weren't the only one that ended up having a fight. I'm sure they fought too.
I'm just going to exchange a look with Yome and say nothing. Why are we looking pristine?
Roy's missing a tooth, bleeding.
You guys didn't kill anyone, did you?
Oh, we're glistening. We're untouched. I wouldn't say kill. I mean,
that just means we earned our meal, Roy. This is on my shoulders, too. We're in it together.
Roy's
our lightest, of memories and our darkest of secrets.
A little psycho.
A bit of our Ashina Rui too long.
Oh, boy.
So do you guys show them that potion, or do you keep
it? Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they showed us.
Okay. I mean, you guys can make either medicine checks if you want to try and see if you know what it is. That'd be the best bet.
Yeah. Oh, roll medicine.
Nice.
Ew. Oh, man. I mean, yeah.
You think you know as much as me?
He's stroking his chin.
So, Hota, you're looking at the vial while you're stroking your chin. You're thinking if it's the same liquid they're pouring into the water and the food, you definitely are getting the idea that it has something to do with what was in the drink that you had that made it harder for you to withstand mind-altering effects. Your guess is that this is what's making that happen. It's making it harder for people to say no to Rasslerism. But you're not exactly sure what the potion exactly is or what it's made out of. But as you're looking at it, you can tell that it doesn't seem dangerous by any means, but you're just not sure. Ooh. Yome, on the other hand, being a cleric and also a Yeki, you're sniffing it, Yome, with your fox nose, and there's a bit of a smell coming from it, Yome, that smells like a particular plant that is considered rare in Ashai, and you've come across this particular plant before because it is known to show up from time to time in Ashai, but it's mostly known from Tirister. But because you are a cleric and you study in the ways of healing, you have a faint hint that this potion was made out of alchemy with mixing of plants and other ingredients of some kind. But the plant you're thinking of is one that definitely hinders one's thoughts and mind.
That's it. That's all I know about it. I don't know that it does whatever the fuck you guys like. They had.
Well, that's your guess of what it is. You're gonna guess that the plant that's giving off this smell is called the Soli Soli. The Soli Soli. Soli Soli plant.
Soli Soli.
Yeah. Soli Soli.
Okay. I guess I'm going to tell, I tell everyone, but I look at Hota and let him know that I knew and he didn't.
Kazuntai.
That is called a Soli, it's a Soli Soli plant.
Yes.
Never heard of it. The hell is that?
It alters your mind. It makes you easier, you know, maybe you suggest something.
Stella, make me a history check. I'll give you advantage because it is a common plant in Tirister. So you have 15. Stella, when she says Soli Soli, a light bulb shines in your head and you know exactly what the Soli Soli plant is, at least from Tirister, which would make sense if they brought it over to Ashai because it's not as common in Ashai. It's more rare. And Rastler comes from Tirister. So you know of the Soli Soli plant, Stella, and you also agree with Yome. It is a plant used in a lot of mind-altering effects when it comes to alchemy. A lot of the time, it's used in medicine to help people calm their minds, but there are dubious uses to them as well, such as trying to convince people to do things they normally wouldn't do.
Ooh, the cause behind that.
I know, that's what I was going to say.
I was thinking the same thing.
Fucking Bill Cosby. But yeah.
Is this something that normally you would need like a shitload of to be able to get people to like believe something like this? Like it's because it's in the food and water so much? Yeah,
exactly.
Like, yes. It wouldn't normally be like one dose.
Right.
Would be enough.
Exactly. In general, it would take application of this would have to be on a regular basis for it to work as well as you would want it on a population such as a town. Yeah.
Yeah, it makes more sense as in the food and water.
Gradually.
Yep.
Yep.
So that's basically the hints you get from the Soli Soli plant. You do know, I mean, it is typically a plant used for good, but obviously there are evil people out there that will do dubious things with it. But as the four of you are discussing this, you guys hear Toraki step forward. He comes from the entrance of the cove. He's breathing heavily. He looks at the four of you. And as he looks up at you, you see he's dragging a guy behind him.
Oh,
it's the fairly large guy that he had to fight against. And he's not a cleric by any means. He's a fighter. And as he's dragging this guy with heavy armor, he just drops him onto the ground. He's unconscious, and he looks at the four of you.
Is everyone okay?
Are you okay?
I'm okay. Can't say the same for this scumbag.
But we weren't supposed to bring anybody else back.
We weren't, but I had a change of mind. We're going to interrogate this son of a bitch. I don't care if you off him afterwards, or we can dump him into the pond behind us and let him swim. I doubt he can swim.
Not to fight. Duck.
And as he looks at the four of you, he begins to rummage into his pouch. He has a little bag.
I found a couple of interesting things at the garden that you might want to look into. See if it matches up with any evidence you found.
And as he pulls out a few things, he begins to pull out some plants from his pouch and a couple of other items. And he begins to lay them across the ground next to the unconscious guy. But as he does so, we will end this episode of Taverns and Caverns.
Oh, man.
Roy's like, I didn't bring anyone back. Why is this motherfucker going to bring people back?
Oh, that was a good one.
Oh, I told you, there's going to be weird shit happening in Miyazu, bro.
Damn, poison in the water, the food.
I forgot who has the notebook, or the little notepad, or the scroll, I mean.
That's,
I think that's Yome.
I have it, yeah.
Okay.
She's going to start writing.
Yome's going to start writing, she's going to start going crazy. Better pull off that quill, and ain't.
No, they guard and see her ass. You with the press?
Yep.
Get the fuck out. Get on that bitch now.
You with the press. Thanks again for listening to another exciting episode of Taverns and Caverns, everyone. If you enjoyed our shenanigans, we ask that you please leave us ratings and reviews on Apple iTunes or any other podcast platform that you use. Also, please be sure to check out the Taverns and Caverns Patreon for exclusive content that you won't want to miss. You can find me on Twitter at HaphazardDM.
Yo, I'm Bri. I play Stella. And you can follow me on Twitter at Blaze_NancyBriKing. Or NBK.
I am Robert Jones, and I played Hota Lu Bei. You can find me on YouTube, Trubone, TRUBONE.
I'm Felicia, and I play Yome. You can find me on Insta or Twitter at Dagger Tribal.
I'm Rod, or Rodimus, playing Roroi Rice. You can find me on Twitter at Rodimus7901, or at Instagram at Rodimus83.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone. Those are all of our players and our cast members for Taverns and Caverns Season 2. Until next time, take care.